Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. You know what time it is. It's the weekend. I'm bringing you a brand new mentor. It's mentor moment time. Every Saturday, I bring you 10 minutes of our most impactful episodes with our most impactful guests to give you a new lesson for the week ahead or to remind you of a lesson we need to keep learning. Today, it's Sonia DC, the co-founder of Pestle & Mortar. This is way back in episode 21. This was a trip down memory lane for me. It was so early, I had not a notion what I was doing. And Sonia was so good to come in into my studio. And I'm using that with like inverted commas because it was just a room off my main office in Temple Bar. And there's a bit of a wild story behind this. So I would record in between like my work sessions of like checking people into Airbnbs or having meetings. And Sonia came in and I blocked off like a 2-hour slot. And I had a puppy with me. I had my pup Odie. He'd come to work with me every day. And he was only maybe, I don't know, maybe 9 months old at the time. So he'd come to the office. And the two people that worked with me, Rafa and Claire, would look after Odie while I was recording. They'd go out to work. He started barking. They had locked the office and I'd left my keys inside. So I had to climb out. I had to excuse myself from Sonia. The barking just got louder and louder as we were recording. And I eventually had to stop and go, "I'm sorry, that's actually my dog. Give me 2 minutes." So I went out. Because it was locked, I had to get out onto the roof of the building, climb across the roof, climb in a window into my office, unlock the door. So I unlocked the door. I come out the door into the main hallway, which connects to the other studio I was using. I was like a bit disheveled. I was sweating. I was dirty from climbing out onto the roof. I had Odie in my hands. Sonia comes out to see what all the fuss is. And I did not know Sonia was really, really phobia of dogs. She had a massive phobia of dogs. It was just one of the most awkward and like one of those moments where I'm like, I need to step up my game. Sadly, Odie got cut from the podcast team for a few weeks after that. But Sonia was so good and such a pro. She just came back in and we picked up exactly where we left off. Today, she tells us about their massive break they got in America. How they got it. They got onto QVC and sold out across QVC in America. But today's lesson is really impactful because it shows us what goes into something like that. She was on air for 8 minutes. And I'm pretty sure it was 18 months of prep. She had weekly Skype sessions, practice sessions before flying over to America and doing it in a fully automated studio in the States. This shows you the work that goes on behind the scenes and you suddenly think, oh, what an overnight success. How amazing. But this will show you the graft and the detail that goes into pulling something like this off. Here is Sonia DC, the co-founder of Pestle & Mortar. Today's episode is presented in association with Square. Over 4 million companies, from local shops to international chains, use Square to take payments, manage staff, and do business in-store and online. For almost everything your business needs, visit square.com. Square International Limited Trading as Square is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. The Wealth Summit is on the RDS on November 15th. It's for entrepreneurs, business owners, and those that aspire to be. If you're at the startup, scale-up, or sell-up stage of the entrepreneurial journey, then the Wealth Summit is for you. Learn how to build personal and business balance sheets through business growth strategies and build out critical paths to financial independence. join Stephen Bartlett, Niall Quinn, Mandy Hickson, Tom Gannon, and 30 other speakers for a day of empowerment, motivation, education, growth, and networking. And we have an exclusive offer for listeners of the pod. For €150 plus VAT, you're going to get a discounted Access All Areas ticket, which also gives you access to the Wealth Tribe lunch, and it gives you a free masterclass on November 16th on how you can actually implement AI into your business. It doesn't even end there. The first 10 people to sign up by September 15th will get a ticket to the 10X Growth Camp in Lutterstone Castle on September 29th, where you'll deep dive into business growth strategies, financial growth strategies, and AI implementation for growth. So click the link below to avail of this incredible offer.
And how did the QVC then, if you don't tell that story, yeah. That's a really great story. I think that's how I heard about you first. I think I heard a press article, ages ago, a long time ago. I think that's how I first read about it. She's like, that's so unusual to see an Irish company making such a dent.
For the American market, so we're in all of the Bloomingdale stores in America. So for the American market, we actually went to America before we went to the UK, before we went anywhere. And I don't really know how that happened, but it just happened.
Yeah. Scratch my next question.
Yeah, so we kind of had a family friend in New York who lives in New York. He's in real estate. He asked me to send him over some of the serum. And he's one of my brother's best friends. And we sent it over to him and he gave it out to, you know, a lot of these wealthy clients, their wives, and they loved it. So he got loads of feedback and he said, look, I mean, I think you should look at America as a market. And we said, all right, sure.
Why not? Everything else is going pretty well.
So we did. So we kind of, myself and my husband looked at America and we kind of thought, we did a little bit of research and we stumbled upon QVC in America. And we kind of looked into it and we discovered that, you know, it's a really good platform to launch a brand.
And what year was this?
This was 2015. So it was the year,
that year.
And we got on QVC then in 2017 in America. Yeah. So we discovered that it was a really good launch pad. Mm. So whether you make sales or not, it's, you know what, it's actually free marketing and publicity. Yeah. So I can't remember the figures of how many viewers they have, but it's millions.
Yeah.
Like it's 100 million or something crazy.
Yeah.
So we thought, oh my God, imagine if we can get in front of that many eyes for 7 minutes.
Yeah. 7 minutes is a long time.
7 minutes. And sell your product. Imagine what that could do for your exposure in that market. And that's really all we thought. We thought, all right, this might be, actually, it might be the cheapest way for us to
do it. I love it. Yeah.
That's kind of what we thought, yeah. So we sent our products into QVC in America, to the buyers, into Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania. That's where they're based. And they called us back and said, yeah, would you like to come and see us? And they gave us a meeting. And honestly, we thought this is kind of normal. You know, this is... So they emailed us back and we got a meeting. And myself and my husband flew over and we met them. And we presented our brand. And I told them my backstory and our brand story. And in that meeting, they told us, yeah, we love you. So when do you want to come on air? And I looked at... Before I kind of went, you want us on air? Are you sure? Yeah. Seriously? And they said, yeah. So that's, but now from the time they said yes, it took us 18 months to get the products ready, pass all their tests and get on
okay.
it. It took us 18
so
months.
So what, that's a long time. What
it's
is that above then?
A long time. So they have all this, they're very litigious. So you have to tick all the boxes and it does cost money. Your product has to pass tons of tests. Like QVC stands for quality, convenience and value. That's what it stands for.
Okay.
So you have to tick all of those boxes and they're very litigious in America. So
do you have to do more tests then?
No, because our product is manufactured in the EU, we fall under... cosmetic manufacturing in the EU is the strictest, one of the strictest in the world.
Okay.
Apart from Canada, we're kind of the same as the Canadians. So our products are by default of being manufactured in Europe are the safest.
Interesting.
So okay. we would have passed all of those tests right. yet, but there's other tests that they require. Also, how you speak about your product on air. So you're not allowed to say certain words.
So you personally go on?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I went on, yeah. Okay. So, but I was trained for like 10 months. Every Tuesday, I had a Skype training. Yeah.
That's intense.
For an hour about. And I was only going on with, by this stage, we had three products, but we were going on with one product. And it was our most expensive product in our range, which was our retinoid night oil. And it was selling for $99.
Okay.
So... So we were thinking, okay, you know, it was quite expensive, the product. So we were kind of hedging our bets that possibly it might not sell. It might be too expensive or, you know, so there was a lot of things going against us, but also for us too. So it took us 18 months to pass all the tests and tick all the boxes.
Huge length of time.
Yeah. And then all the training and the preparation that I had to go through to actually appear on air. So
and then they're doing that every day for hundreds of
yeah.
tens and twenties of dollars.
Yeah, that's yeah. incredible. It's crazy. Like in Philadelphia, like the QVC studios, it's all robotics. So it's all controlled in the camera room upstairs.
Oh, wow.
There's no cameramen actually on the floor. No, but in London there's cameramen on the floor.
That's surreal.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's crazy. I'm not, you know, like most people, yeah, I did have some experience in a photography studio.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But not in a filming studio in front of TV. I've never, ever been on TV before.
And did the whole process take long then to record?
It's live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's live.
No pressure.
No. So not only do you have to...
It's live.
It's live TV, so... It's really like I've never ever been under such severe pressure in my entire life.
That's hard, even hard to imagine.
Yeah, yeah. So it's live.
Because you come across as such a calm customer. That's so cool, a calm. But I think anybody would be shook by that.
Yeah, no, you really, I never forget it. And especially in the US, I mean, it's all razzmatazz and Ritz. You
yeah,
walk in there
yeah.
and they are
You're
like,
on.
They're so confident and you see all of the other brands before they go on and they're like full of confidence.
Oh yeah.
Like they're, you know, and I'm not, you know, I'm probably a little bit quieter,
yeah.
So than most people. Yeah. And and they're very well established brands and well known and well able to
probably
speak
done
and
it
present,
over and over
yeah,
and over.
And well able to sell as
yeah.
well, because I think it's in their nature,
definitely.
More so than in our nature.
Yeah.
So before I went on, I was so nervous. I nearly didn't go on. So,
really?
Yeah, I said, I don't know if I can do this. I really don't know if I can do this. And they went, Sonia, get on the stage now. Literally, they had to push me on and say, you know, you've prepared, you're ready.
Yeah.
You know, go for it.
And is there someone there with you? Is there someone
so
like a presenter?
Host. Okay. So there's a host and then I'm called the guest.
Okay.
And I have a host. So they're very good, though. I mean, the host's job is to sell your
okay.
product. That's her job or his job. And they're there to guide you and lead you. And they won't, you know, they won't let you fall.
Yeah.
They won't. If they think you're struggling, they will get you, pick you back up. Yeah. So when I was on my slot, so it started, it was 7 minutes. But in America, they're really like cutthroat. If you're not selling, so they will throw you off.
Really?
Yeah, they'll throw you off after 3 minutes.
So are sales happening as you're there?
Live, yeah. Yeah.
And they're watching it coming in and they're
yeah.
like, oh, son is not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you have an earpiece as well in your ear.
It's like Dragon's Den on steroids.
Yeah, so you have an earpiece in your ear. You're standing beside the host and she, and you've never met the host before. I met the host, I think, 10 minutes before I went on air.
Oh, wow. So we can't even have that kind of
yeah.
like...
Yeah, so I told her, like, literally on speed, like, this is my backstory, this is my brand, I'm 5 children, I'm a mother, I created this product because it's simple to use. Yeah,
yeah.
Literally, yeah. I met her for 2 minutes before I went on. When you go on, you know, for our brand, the backstory is this was really important, yeah. And we had my grandfather's pestle and mortar, which is in my family for over 100 years. We flew it in. So when the sale started... I thought, you know, I was kind of thinking, God, maybe they're going to throw me off. Because they do. If you don't start getting sales, they throw you off.
That's so harsh.
Yeah. Yeah. They literally cut and then they move on to the next person. Yeah. So I actually got 8 minutes because at 7 minutes, we were selling so well. When you're on TV, you're looking at two monitors and you can see which one is on live and which one is coming up. So I could see she knew. She said to me, the host turned around to me at the 7 minute and she kind of whispered, "You're going to sell out. We're keeping you on." Yeah, so keep on going. Just keep speaking.
Keep talking.
Yeah, wow. So we sold out. Yeah, so we had the highest dollar per minute sale that night on Friday Night Beauty in the USA.
Friday night as well?
Friday Night Beauty.
Oh my God.
In the USA. Less than, I think it's, I don't know, 2% of new brands sell out on their first airing. It's like, it's pretty much unheard of. Yeah. So when I walked off set, all the presenters, everybody, they were high-fiving me and they were like screaming. They were just going, "Oh my God, like you really smashed it." And like, it was unbelievable.
You're like, this is normal? Yeah, this is another one of those situations where you're like...
But then I was kind of thinking, oh my God, like, look what we achieved. Yeah. And then I burst out crying. No. I was just going...
Probably all the emotion of the adrenaline and then the nerves.
Yeah.
And
So
what a feeling,
though. And
there
was a brand there called Laura Geller Makeup. And she's quite a big, big, big brand. And she was actually there that evening. And she came up to me, which was really nice. She's the founder of that brand. And I think it's like a $200 million brand or something. And she came up to me that night and she said, "You know, Sonia, you remind me of myself when I started," which I thought was really nice.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that chat with Sonia. It really brought me back. If you want to listen to the whole thing, go back to episode 21. I will see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new Idea Lab. Have a great week.